right, folks. Friday, we did it. We made it through a crazy week. But we got this one last episode to do. Damn glad to be here with you. Over 100 arrested now. Capital riots. More need to be. Obviously, there was more than just 100 people doing stupid things. We're going to spend some time on that. And we're going to talk specifically about one. There was more than just this one that we're going to talk about. But we're going to talk specifically about this one who's associated with a group that rhymes with Antifa. So we'll get into that. President Trump's also declassified FBI memos and documents pertaining to the Russia Spygate investigation, the whole Christopher Steele dossier. Those documents are expected either today or early in the week. We'll see. So big news there, fulfilling a promise. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter. Been kind of interesting, right? Because earlier in the week, he made a comment that kind of made it seem like he was, not that he was going to change it, we knew he wasn't going to do that, but almost made it seem like, well, maybe I did go too far in censoring Trump. And he didn't specifically say that, but the tone and the intonation was there where you could at least come away with that thought in your head. Again, you shouldn't have gone too far with it in your head because it's Twitter. It's Jack Dorsey. He's got a nose ring. But now Project Veritas has dropped a new clip, soundbite showing Dorsey himself talking about some pretty crazy stuff. It definitely debunks that whole comment that he made earlier in the week and any questions you might have had on that. So we'll get into that. We'll share it with you. We'll talk about it. That's all coming. Then Joe Biden put forth his COVID relief plan, and he also wants the nation to adopt a nationwide $15 minimum wage. We'll talk about that. We'll show you the clip. We'll get into all of it right now. But first, real quick, guys, we've got to head on over to mammothnation.com. They are America's conservative discount club. They are great people. They are on a mission to keep this country on track. There's so much going on right now, guys. They love the Constitution. They love the Second Amendment, your right to worship. They support our law enforcement. They support our troops. Everything that we hold dear and have loved growing up and want to keep moving forward, they're all about it. It's better than a donation to a candidate, to a PAC. You spend $19 a year to sign up, and then you get discounts for that. So you get it right back. You're going to pay for your annual fee probably on the first savings from your first purchase. So go do it. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Great people. There's awesome stuff there. It's stuff that you're already buying too. Internet, travel, wireless, insurance, you name it. So go save, join the fight. Again, it's mammothnation.com. You'll be glad you did. All right, let's start here. If you've been paying attention, particularly over this last year, last, 12 months or so, and really you could say the last several years, you've started to pick up more. I mean, the Democrats, the media, all of that has been unmasked in a way that it never has been before. There's still a lot of people who aren't seeing it, who aren't discussing it, but a lot more people are awake to it. And this isn't conspiracy. This is just how they feel. For a while, they've said, no, we're not about that. And then they very clearly got away with it. Now they say, still, we're not about that. We're opposed to that. Well, they're obviously blatantly right in front of you, in front of your eyes, doing that very thing. So we've started to see kind of how they work, how their proxy groups work. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, groups that they've supported, endorsed, certainly never condemned. And when you saw voices being squelched over the last 4 years, you saw the way they treated President Trump. You saw yourself, perhaps, being attacked just for being a conservative. You had said nothing wrong, done nothing wrong. Some of you may have. Different story. We're not talking about that. But you knew with the temperature, with the climate, where we were as a country, with everything that had happened, that a lot of people were going to show up on January 6th for that rally. They felt disenfranchised from the vote. They felt disenfranchised from the way they'd been treated, put down the last 4 years. So you knew, again, you knew it was going to be massive. You can't just tell everyone to go away, particularly when your actions have woken more people up over the last several years. But you also knew that when you have any of these events, this one in particular, knowing how big it was going to be, that Antifa, Black Lives Matter, other agitators, were going to be there. And when things went south, at said event, January 6th, while President Trump's still speaking, by the way, when things really started to go south at the Capitol, you knew that they were involved. And keep in mind again, so let's remember these things. Let's remember these facts. Stuff started while he was still speaking. Everyone's saying he incited them to go do it. So it started while he was still speaking. And then you can also listen to his speech or read his speech and see that he never said anything that incited the violence. You can dislike the man. You can say that his ego and the way he says things and carries himself empowers people. You can say lots of things, but you cannot say that he specifically said, now let's go down here and do this. No, didn't. And again, you knew that these other folks, these other actors were going to be involved. Now, let's stop there for a quick second, because some of you are saying, and you're right to an extent, see, I told you this was all Antifa, this was all BLM, this was all these guys. It wasn't us. No, that's not true. That's not true either. Let's not go down that path. There's people who have been arrested who are not involved with them. There's people that posted stuff online that were not involved with them. We're guilty in this too. There was the people who did stupid things, which was a small fraction of a percent, guilty. Did the wrong thing. We had some folks do stupid things as well. But you are right. I was right. A lot of people were right. We knew that they were going to be there. Why wouldn't they be? It's frankly, it's smart. They'd be dumb if they weren't playing the games that they play, doing things the way that they do them. So we knew that they were there. But what's interesting is who this guy is. This first guy, and there's two guys. There's another, I forget the other guy's name. We don't have his picture. But this first guy, John Sullivan, you know, we spoke about him some of the other day. This is a guy who has a record. And I guarantee you, there's lots more like him who are there. Whether they get caught or not is TBD. We'll find out in the days and weeks ahead. But we spoke about this particular guy who you can see on the screen there. He's got some real crazy eyes. Real crazy eyes. But you can see him there on the screen. He's got a record of doing this. He's been arrested before. He's a known Antifa agitator, member, and you know, whatever you want to call him. And there was a story that we talked about earlier this week where people said, oh, he was there. There's footage of him being arrested outside of a hotel in DC. And then the story kind of disappeared. It kind of went away. Like, okay, well, that's interesting. Not getting conspiracy-like, just that's interesting that he was there. That kind of proves what we've all been saying. Why is it not being talked about? Well, now he's back in the news. Now we do get to talk about it because the FBI has arrested him for his role in inciting violence in the events at the Capitol. This was a clip of him at the Capitol. Looks like maybe the rotunda, but at the Capitol, roll one.
I'll give you your hug now. We did it. You were right. We did it.
Dude, I was trying to tell you. I couldn't say much.
You were right.
You just have to wash my chest. Is this not going to be the best film you've ever made in your life?
That's it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
Wait, you weren't recording, were you?
I'll delete that shit. But I didn't record you or me. It was just voices.
All right, it's pretty interesting, right? I was trying to tell you, couldn't say much. You need to follow the chat. A lot of these chats that happen on the dark web and these different platforms. And by the way, the girl, which you maybe have seen by now, on Twitter or other outlets, is Jade Sacker, who's worked for CNN, others in the mainstream media, allegedly was doing a documentary or in the process of doing a documentary on Antifa. But you know what's funny? There's a lot that's funny about all this. One, the whole told you so kind of thing. But CNN, who's a joke, they're just a joke. They just always have been. You don't have to like Fox. You don't have to like this organization or that organization. Let's just all agree that CNN is not the greatest news network out there. But they became a bigger joke. Why? Because they had John Sullivan, that very guy right there, that person who's now been arrested by the FBI, and Jade Sacker, the female who was in that video, on their network shortly after the events of the 6th. And he kind of took this whole, you know, I was just the nice guy, couldn't believe this was happening kind of a thing. They bought it. All the while knowing, you should know this, do some basic research before you have him on. Maybe they did and they didn't care, which is worse and believable, that this dude is an Antifa person, that this dude does have a record of doing nasty stuff, that this dude does talk about doing this kind of stuff all the time. And he was just there, and you think, oh, he wasn't there to do anything bad. He just was He just was a great person there helping people out. You can hear how he describes his actions here. Roll two.
Two people who were there join us now, documentary filmmaker Jade Sacker and left-wing activist John Sullivan. John, you filmed this moment on your phone. Just can you describe what happened?
Yeah, so basically all the protesters kind of stormed to get into the chamber. We tried to get into the main entrance right when you walked down the hallway, but that being said, nobody was able to get in because there's two guards refusing to move. People there were not really wanting to hurt the police, so like they went down a different alleyway. They went to like the left of the main entrance of the chambers, and then took a right down the hallway that entered into that glass window scene that you see. There were about like four or five police officers spread at the forefront, and I remember just coming up and seeing one of them like crying, saying they want to go home to their kids, and like
one of the police officers.
We were just like, yeah, one of the police officers. It was kind of like a scene out of, you know, all he sees is like thousands of these protesters like kind of merge on them, yelling, saying, "Let us in here! Let us in here! We're not trying to hurt you." I ended up like talking to a few of them. I said, "Hey, we can like just make a pass for you to get through. By no means am I there on the Trump side or the MAGA side, but I don't want to like see people get hurt unnecessarily, especially when like there should be a better way to go about it." So I allowed and told everybody to just let them through. They're willing to go peacefully and just put down their arms and walk through.
So how was this lady shot? I mean, she was trying to get through the door, and was it? Did you see who shot her?
Yeah. So I was getting to that part. So immediately after, they start breaking through the glass. Once they broke through the glass, they were using like flagpoles and whatever they had to kind of bash through the windows. On the right hand side, this lady was able to like make her way all the way through the window. All we see is these guns come out the doorways. Just guns, and all you can see is their hand. That's it. You can see faces. And right when I saw that, I was yelling to people. I was like, "Guys, there's guns. You don't want to go through
there."
It's
hard-hitting stuff there, right? Crazy. Good work, Anderson Cooper. You did it again. Of course, you don't believe this victim BS. You shouldn't, at least. You shouldn't believe it. But there's an affidavit out. Now that the FBI's arrested him, now there's information coming out. There's videos coming out with John Sullivan, proving that he's not this victim that was just... You don't show up to things like that and then do it peacefully, come out of it, especially when you've got a record and talk about it that way, but it's kind of funny that he did. but we've got a couple things here. There's an affidavit that's come out that led to his arrest. There's all this. We can pull those up now if we've got them. But basically here, and I've got to read them on my screen too, but there's one that says, "Hey guys, I have a knife. Let me up." He did not, however, if you can see on the screen there, this is the next image. Make it up there. It says in there, but obviously not something you shouldn't be having a knife. Clearly, you're not saying "Let me up there. I've got this" for good reasons. And then this is another thing that's read here. After the crowd broke through the last barricade, and as Sullivan and the others approached the Capitol building, Sullivan can be heard in the video saying at various points, "There are so many people. Let's go. This shit is ours. F yeah, we accomplished this shit. We did this together. F yeah, we're all part of this history, and let's burn this shit down." So sounds like a victim, right? Sounds like the same victim he was just describing there. So this is good. Look, this is a good thing. This is a good thing that he was arrested, that it's being shown and documented that there are other people there. Not just Trump supporters. There's people like him. There's other individuals. You can see a lot of them on Twitter. They're starting, as more arrests happen, you're starting to see who these people are. Some Trump supporters. Some, I don't know who the hell they are. Some agitators from radical left groups. And keep in mind, too, with all of this stuff. Keep in mind, too, the FBI had been tracking this stuff leading up to. They had said that they knew stuff was going to happen and go down. They've been tracking chat rooms, this, that, and the other. And they've not exactly been on Trump's side the last 4 years. Should never be on or not on a side of a president, but the FBI certainly has become politicized to the point where you could say they certainly haven't been on his side. So it's not like they're doing him favors here. They're just doing their job. And this guy was there doing awful things that a lot of people are arguing. I'm not going to say it because I wasn't there. I haven't read the whole affidavit. But a lot of people saying his actions in that particular scene led to Ashley Babbitt's death, or the scene that led to Ashley Babbitt's death. So we'll see. But something that's going to come out over the next several days is more investigations like this, more evidence and information from this particular case, other cases. And we're going to know a lot more with these investigations and with time. Time that President Trump was not afforded. They rushed right into this. As a recap, he didn't say anything in his speech, which can be listened to or read. I'm not just making that up because I support him. I also realize where we're at and we're having to move on in certain things. But you can listen to it and see that there was no encouragement of violence. There was no encouragement to do this, that, and the other. It's absolute malarkey that anyone's saying otherwise. And then, we've got that part. And then the Democrats, Republicans rushed through based on that, based on the on this speech and blaming him for the violence, which again, you can read or listen to and say, well, he didn't do that. But they had enough momentum. So they rushed it through. Again, 10 Republicans, too, voted for it. We'll see what eventually happens in the Senate, how that plays out. And then just days later, it's literally, I mean, we're just beyond a week past this. More information coming out proving that Trump, we talked about this earlier this week, did not incite this. The FBI and others were talking about how this was going to happen. NYPD, Metro PD, Capitol Police, all talking about how this was going to happen before Trump's speech, before the rally. They knew about it. They knew about it. Even CNN is reporting now that FBI is saying that this was going to happen no matter what, whether Trump incited it or not. Which, again, he didn't. So I'm glad that we just rushed right through, as we always do. Knee jerk. Let's react fast. Let's overreact. Disenfranchise more people in the process. When literally it's been just over a week. And all the crap they're saying, and the reason that he was impeached for a second time, which we really know is just they hate him and they're scared to death of him, could have been prevented. Could have been stopped. Now, they're not going to back off, those politicians who voted, because they're all helping each other out. They want to keep their jobs and they don't want to look foolish. But you should all see this. We should all see this. Again, even CNN and others are reporting now, oh, this was going to happen no matter what. This wasn't Trump's fault. Look, they're not going to say that they like him and exonerate him completely. But they don't have to. All they have to do is say that. We know that they're never going to turn the corner and become big supporters of the 45th president of the United States. But they're saying it now. And again, we rushed through, which to me is sickening and is so not helpful to this country. We've talked about that so much on the show here. Let's do things that help. Not things that further divide and potentially lead to violence and unrest. We're going to win some. We're going to lose some. But this kind of crap, I am so sick of it. And they get away with it every time. And you know what? They're going to get away with it this time too. It doesn't matter that this is coming out after the fact. I just don't think it does. We're going to keep talking about Trump, though. We're going to get to another thing with him here in a second. Man, we got a lot of problems. CNN's one of them. Mainstream media is one of them. Big tech's one of them. We can't control a lot of them, but we can control what's happening south of your border. UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFMs do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions, moves with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for work, sports, everyday use. There's medical applications, tons of stuff, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. Support your manhood, guys. Treat yourself right. Go to ufmunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Treat your men right. Again, it's ufmunderwear.com. Use promo code Drew to save $6. Okay, so as I was saying right before that read, I'm going to be honest. It's not necessarily, and I'm not certain, but I'm just going to tell you. Do I think that what's going on with these arrests and, you know, this FBI report is going to change a whole lot? No, I just don't. Again, we have to remember there's been a lot of truth put forth over the last several years. that just never makes it to the surface because the mainstream media doesn't want it there. And they continue to have those levers that they can control. They control the mass media. Yes, they are reporting now, okay, this was going to happen no matter what. But they're also not saying, we screwed up and got this wrong. They're still saying Trump is awful. We hate him. His supporters are awful. We hate you. They're just making minor corrections. So it seems like they're more professional and Johnny on the spot with things when really they know, okay, it doesn't hurt us to say this. It's not going to change anything. We still can control the narrative and adopt a different path if we want to kind of funnel people this way. So let's just say this because it gives us some credibility. Again, they got what they wanted. They know what they're doing, folks. They are really, really good. Way more clever, the Democrats and the media as a whole, than we are, than our party is. They just are. Our party is an absolute disaster right now. And then again, they've got all the tools to make it work. But there is more good news this week, and it does involve the FBI too. Whether it leads anywhere or not, we'll see. But the president is fulfilling one of his final promises that was unfulfilled that's now being fulfilled. He's been really good. He's been really, really good on getting those promises accomplished. And he's declassifying documents, FBI memos related to the Christopher Steele dossier. Allegedly took from John Solomon and others, the stack is a foot high of documents. Detail Christopher Steele's relationship with the FBI, how it was going, how it ended, his relationship with Hillary Clinton. He was once, obviously, as many know now, an informant for the FBI as an MI6 guy. He was an informant and ended up dumping them, breaking his agreement with them, confidentiality agreement, and more or less siding with Hillary Clinton because of politics, because there was the Hillary email scandal going on, which to this day blows my mind as someone who had a very high security clearance and would have been arrested, certainly lost his clearance and in so much friggin' trouble had I been the person there. If you're listening and we're in a similar spot, you know. Would not have gone well for us, for anyone else. But that was going on. He didn't like Trump, wanted to prevent Trump from winning. So he went into all-out assault mode, creating stuff on behalf of the law firm for the Clintons. You know this story. Making stuff up, peddling it. Somehow it made it through and distracted. Threw mud at Trump. All of it was proven to be bogus and not real in the end, but the damage was done. Hillary got away. She usually does. And it's crazy. But it makes clear, and we don't know everything that's in it yet. This is some of what we know, some tidbits that are coming out from folks, and then of course we're gonna know a whole lot more as they actually come out and people get the chance to review them. But ultimately the FBI dumped him because of his actions. And all of this again was later debunked. There were CIA docs in the fall that were released, if you remember, by President Trump. We covered them here on the show. That showed that President Obama at the time was warned. And that there was intelligence and intercepts and all this stuff indicating Hillary Clinton had personally ordered up an operation to vilify, make President Trump look bad. Take all the focus off of her, put it all on him with this collusion BS that we all lived through for years. Years. And they paid people to make this crap up. And it's now been documented that they paid to make this stuff up. And nothing's really come of it. And I don't think, you know, again, I don't know what'll come of this. I'm not certain what's in those docs. And how much the media will choose to cover, how much they won't. There's a lot of people who know a decent chunk about the whole Steele dossier, Hillary Clinton scandal, all that. But it's not enough to change anything, to break the people who are in D.C. that can actually bring about change, get people arrested, set a precedent that, hey, if you break the law, there's going to be consequences. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's not true, though, for the D.C. elite. So it depends on what's in there. It depends on how it's covered. And I think just if we're being honest with ourselves, folks, look at the track record. Look at how this always goes for people like her, the DC elite. Elites in the media, whoever. there's such a double standard. There's such a difference, you know, tier of justice for these people as there are for people on our side of the aisle. And for everyday people like us, it has to stop. That city's awful. The way things are done there is awful. The way they protect each other, both sides, is awful. So we'll see. I'm anxious to see what does come of it, if anything. I'm just not. I think it's big news. I think it's big news that it's being declassified. I think that some big stuff will come of it. I just don't know that big results will come of it. But I would so love to be surprised. It would be a great way to head into next week in the weeks that come, and just this year as a whole, which is off to a horrible start, to have some big news there and have some change coming. Look, we're not going to get everything changed all at once. There's so much to be fixed. But if we can start just chipping away at things, seeing some progress, it gives us some hope. I just don't know if we're going to get that either. We'll see. All right, podcast listeners, you can find us on every major podcast platform out there, iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, etc. Search us there. Please go give us a review, subscribe. Even if you prefer video, we greatly would appreciate your support and just going to do that. It helps with the algorithms. It helps a lot as we are getting crushed, as you well know at this point. Please give us a like on all the different social media platforms as well. You can see drewberquist.com there. Head on over there. Check out the news commentary that's there. You can watch the show, listen to the show. And then again, Facebook, Twitter, Parler, if it comes back, which hopefully it will. And then YouTube right down here in the corner. And then finally, Rumble. Making good progress over at Rumble. So head on over to rumble.com or download the Rumble app. Search This Is My Show with Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist. You'll find it. Subscribe. Super easy. If you want to, pro tip here. I just learned it from their leadership the other day, but if you click on your I'll have to figure out the exact thing, but there's a way that you can change the frequency of your notifications so you can get them instantly. So as soon as we get a clip or dump a clip out or an episode out, it emails you right away. Some of the default ones will have it sent hours and hours later. So if you want to change that so it comes out right as the show has come out, for example, you can go in and do that. I'll come up with a better way to show you exactly where to do it, so it's super easy. All right, on the other side, we'll get into more Twitter stuff, more censorship. Jack Dorsey, the Project Veritas video that was dumped out yesterday. Pretty amazing stuff. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What the liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and much more. In return for your patriotism, you get great discounts on things like hotels, shopping, wireless, and much more. Discover your Mammoth buying power today. Go to mammothnation.com and join now.
Only proper way to adjust your set.
Yeah.
Underwear for men. Set them once and done for all day comfort.
All right, guys, welcome back. This segment brought to you by HeroSoapCompany.com. Great company, great products, made with all natural essential oils, none of the harmful crap and competitor soap companies, and they're a veteran-owned company, something that we love to support here. Hopefully you love to support as well. They love this country. They fought for this country. We need to fight for them. We need to fight for small businesses, guys, who are struggling right now. So let's help them out. Head on over to HeroSoapCompany.com. Subscribe for a no-contract monthly delivery of soap straight to your front door and never run out again. They also do a ton, by the way, to help homeless vets, working with Operation Finally Home. They get them off the street and into a better situation. So awesome stuff there. You can see the Freedom Box on the screen. Please check that out. Purchase one for yourself, your friends, anyone that smells. You can use promo code Drew on anything there on the site, your subscription, the Freedom Box, body wash, whatever you're looking for. Use promo code Drew and you'll save 10%. Again, it's HeroSoapCompany.com. Let freedom clean. All right, as I said earlier in the show, Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, came out this week with a comment that was interesting. We didn't pull it. You can find it, though. It's easy to find. But basically saying, look, I support, he Dorsey saying, I support what I did censoring President Trump's account, banning his account. But then also questioned in that same thing, that same statement, whether it was the right move, that there's questions that need to be answered, things that need to be reviewed, signaling maybe, just maybe, he had some regrets. We now know that's not the case. We weren't being signaled that. That's all crap because Project Veritas, man, they've had a good year. Last year. I mean, good year in 2021 so far, too. PBS dude getting arrested. The chick who is ballot harvesting in Texas getting arrested. Some great stuff already in 2021. But the last 12 months, good golly, they've done some good things. But this is a new one that just dropped yesterday from Project Veritas of CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, saying that basically this is just the beginning of the censorship. Rule three.
We do intend to do a full retro, as I said in my note. It is going to take some time. And then the other thing, just to close out a little bit, we are focused on one account right now, but this is going to be much bigger than just one account, and it's going to go on for much longer than just this day, this week, the next few weeks. It's going to go on beyond the inauguration. We have to expect that. We have to be ready for that. So the focus is certainly on this account and how it ties to real-world violence, but also we need to think much longer term around how these dynamics play out over time. I don't believe this is going away anytime soon. And the moves that we're making today around QAnon, for instance, is one such example of a much broader approach that we should be looking at and going deeper on. So the team has a lot of work and a lot of focus on this particular issue. But we also need to give them the space and the support to focus on the much bigger picture because it is not going away. The U.S. is extremely divided. Our platform is showing that every single day. And our role is to protect the integrity of that conversation and do what we can to make sure that no one is being harmed based off that. And that is the focus, and that is the color we want to provide.
There you have it. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, recorded by one of his own employees, an insider whistleblower at Twitter, recorded saying this is going to be much bigger than just one account, revealing some censorship. You can see our motto at Veritas, our organization protected by an army of citizen patriots. We've had over a dozen people reach out to us this week with video, evidence inside Twitter. Stay tuned. They may be private companies, but they have more power than all three branches of government. Veritas tips at protonmail.com.
All right, true statement there. A lot of people saying that now, and a lot of people seeing that James says that big tech really does have more power than government, which is sad, which is scary, really scary. And I know there's some people on the other side who are like, no, they don't. That's not possible. Like, that's not. But A, you don't understand how the government works. B, you're not paying attention to what's happening right now. Go look at all the people. Now, there are people that need to be censored and shut down if they say violent things, crazy things. All platforms should do that. That's unacceptable. Twitter doesn't, of course, do that to people on the left, radicals overseas. They just do it to people that they have ideological differences with here in America, which is where the issue starts. That's where the problem is. And then, of course, the protection that they have to get away with doing whatever the hell they want to do under Section 230, which is a joke. But there's more coming. The big story with this is that there's more coming on the way. They're going to do some internal determinations on what they need to do, how they want to do it, but there's more coming, which seems remarkable, and it makes sense, right? I mean, if you're willing to censor, ban the leader of the free world, who, if you look at his last two tweets that were censored on Twitter before they shut it down, there literally was not a thing wrong with them at all. The things that you guys say to me sometimes, not my followers and audience, but those things should get banned. Wow. Some nasty people out there. Some violent people out there. I think most of them are pansies, but just tough behind a keyboard. But it's a double standard. And you look at what's happening to voices on the other side and their followers that are down 50, 75, 100,000 followers. More than that in some cases. people who have worked really hard. And again, if they had done it and had built it up and were extremists calling for violence, I'd be the first to say, get them off there. Not helpful. There's free speech, and then there's stupidity and threatening people and violence and whatnot, and there is a difference. But again, that's not most people. That's not most people, and that's certainly not most of the people that they're censoring and removing right now or taking followers away in droves. It's insane. Do some of the people on the far right have some crazy theories and ideas? Yeah, I think they're dumb. I don't buy into them. But they're also not violent. They're not doing anything. The ones that take it a step further, bye. Get off. Not helpful. And I think that they're not helpful to the party's conversation and dialogue. I think they're not helpful to the national dialogue. But again, the same crap is on the other side. Think about how many things have been said by even some celebrities who you'd think would be smart enough not to threaten the president or the vice president, people at the White House at all, let alone online to millions of followers. They do. They get away with it. No problem. It's against the law. Should be against Twitter's rules, and it is. But they're fine because they're on our side. So the double standards are ridiculous. And when you thought, okay, maybe this will calm down, they got the big guy off. I don't think so. I hope so. That would be awesome. Be great. Because again, I don't think it's helpful to have two echo chambers. We need it now. Keep saying that. It's not helpful, but we need it now. This is where we need to be. We'll talk over here. I still think the crazies are crazy. The left can talk over here. Their crazies are crazy. But there's a lot of us who I think want to say, you know what? Let's just do this the right way. I just don't see how it's going to happen with people like him saying we're going to double down, make more moves. Certainly not with people like Biden and Cam in the office. They're not going to do that. I don't know. We'll see. It's not looking good. It's not looking good. But that was the video. We had to share it with you. There's apparently some more coming out. As those drop, we'll share those as well. Again, great work to James O'Keefe, the folks at Project Veritas over there. Keep it up. All right, on the other side, we'll get to the Biden speech. Take some of your comments. Go from there. Stick around. Life in America isn't what it used to be. What liberal Democrats have planned for this country and your family would be devastating. At Mammoth Nation, we're committed to supporting conservative candidates. We also stand behind our police, military and veterans, the Second Amendment, and so much more. You only get one vote. Mammoth Nation's here to make sure it counts. We need your support, so join Mammoth Nation today.
It's better than a donation. Savings from just one purchase can pay for your entire membership. Become a lifetime member today. Go to mammothnation.com.
Do you love freedom? Do you love being clean? Then you'll love Hero Soap Company, made in the USA. Chemical and fragrance free. A portion of each purchase donated to veteran and first responder charities. Initial subscription purchase is matched bar for bar and sent overseas to deploy troops. Let freedom clean. Hero Soap Company.
Welcome back, guys. Joe Biden took to the microphone yesterday. Always fun. Usually get some good sound bites. But he took to the mic yesterday to lay out his COVID relief plan, which they've been talking about. And again, is going to go over well with the country, parts of it at least, because people want that stimulus money. They want that cash. And President Trump and others were trying to, even AOC and some of them agreed with Trump on the amount that they were trying to give before, and then Mitch McConnell got in the way because he's a douche. But he went to the stage, was talking about this, which I guarantee you he doesn't know everything that's going on in his own bill. But he outlined some of the higher level stuff, you know, $1,400 additional for every American, support for businesses, et cetera, which AOC is already pushing back against. Other radicals in the party are already pushing back against, saying, nope, we need more money. We need that $2,000 in addition to what we just got pushed through here in the last couple weeks. So we'll see where that goes. And side point, if I'm just being honest for a second, I hate handouts. I just want things open. I don't think we would have had to do any of these stimulus checks last year a couple weeks ago, this future one that's going to be coming if we would just open things up, which also funny side point, so many Democrat mayors and governors are now calling for. Cuomo did it the other day. You've got Lightfoot doing it in Chicago. Like, we can't do this any longer. We're killing businesses and families, and individuals are in a horrible emotional state and committing suicide and losing businesses. Yeah, that's awful. Kind of like the exact thing that we've been saying for damn near a year now. Pretty remarkable that they're just getting to it now. No coincidence, I'm sure, with everything else that's going on. But I hate handouts. And again, if we would just open things up, it'd be great. But now I'm kind of changing my tune. I'll be honest. I'm kind of changing my tune. We're in this nasty state. Divorce possible, conflict possible, hopefully neither. But we're certainly in a state where they're possible. We're getting censored. We're getting crushed here. I mean, honestly, I'd project we're down $30,000 to $40,000 over the last couple months here, several months, because of big tech censorship. Thank you. It's been really fun. So I'm at the point where it's like, you know what? If we're at this, you guys are screwing us. We don't like each other anymore. We don't know what the fate of this country is. Yeah, let's up it. Let's jack it up. Bring it on. Send it over. Anyways, back on point. So the video I'm going to play is from his speech yesterday. And it's really not about all the COVID stuff. Some of it is, but this is where he says in the speech that we need as a country, $15 minimum wage, again, across the country. Florida just voted for it, but he wants it everywhere. Roll four.
Direct cash payments, extended unemployment insurance, rent relief, food assistance, keeping essential frontline workers on the job, aid to small businesses. These are the key elements to the American Rescue Plan that would lift 12 million Americans out of poverty and cut child poverty in half. That's 5 million children lifted out of poverty if we move. Our plan would reduce poverty in the Black community by one-third, reduce poverty in the Hispanic community by almost 40%, and includes much more, like an increase in the minimum wage to at least $15 an hour. People tell me that's going to be hard to pass. Florida just passed it. As divided as that state is, they just passed it. The rest of the country is ready to move as well. It should be a national minimum wage of $15 an hour. No one working 40 hours a week should live below the poverty line. And that's what it means. If you work for less than $15 an hour and work 40 hours a week, you're living in poverty. It includes access to affordable child care that will enable parents, particularly women, to get back to work. I look forward to working with members of Congress of both parties to move quickly to get the American Rescue Plan to the American people. And then we can move with equal urgency and bipartisanship to my Build Back Better recovery plan.
All right. That's Joe. Always says such smart things. And look, so just on this $15 thing, I don't want anyone, no one should want anyone living below the poverty line. That sucks. If I could do more to help people that were in that situation, I would. But obviously, there's way too many. We got a lot of problems in this country. We've never said that we are a perfect country. We're just the best country for now. I pray to God it can stay that way. But we've got a lot of problems. We got a lot of people that would be great to help. It would be great to help them. But Florida passing this is my state. We've got arguably the best governor in the country. But Florida passing this was a mistake. And it happening nationwide would be a huge mistake. If you're a small business owner out there and you think otherwise, I'd love to hear your opinion. I'm not going to say you're wrong. But I think, and I think a lot of people think, that this would just be disastrous. Look, the Democrats have pushed for this for a long time, along with a lot of other, this is free, that's free, come take it, we'll give you whatever you want kind of a mentality. But they never really listen to the American people. They're great about talking about this group or that group, but they don't listen to them. They're great about talking about small business owners, but they don't talk to them. They don't understand. I always hearken on this point is I don't think they truly understand the American person, the American business owner. I don't think they understand where we are. They're so caught up in their head of this version of America that could happen. And I hope it never does. But they're so caught up on that that they're not actually listening. They're thinking ahead. It's like when you're talking to someone and they're not really listening to you. They're thinking of their next thoughts. Like, that's not helpful. This is not actually a conversation. But mandating that you pay someone $15 an hour. In some cases, mandating they get insurance. All this stuff. All these rules. Put small business owners out of business. It puts them in a precarious situation if nothing else. So yeah. Okay. Give Pat his or her race. I feel like that's the most gender neutral name. So we'll go with that. Give Pat his or her race for a while. It'll work out great. And then Pat loses his or her job because the business owner can't afford to do it anymore. Because you've damn near doubled, which again, that's great. Pat's not poor anymore, temporarily. She's about to be. He's about to be. But the company's struggling because they're paying everyone $15 an hour or more. And that's just an example. I know it's real simple, but again, some of these things are real simple. Like, you're asking people to do things that are going to put them in a lot of trouble. So you're creating new problems by fixing another one. I just don't think it's the solution, at least in its current form. Again, I'm welcome to some different ideas and approaches on this. But I think as a whole, the knee-jerk reaction of let's just give these people more and not think that there'll be any consequences is absolutely insane. You're going to destroy small businesses. You're going to destroy job opportunities for people when they have to get rid of jobs and or get rid of companies. It's insane. Yeah, and $15 does equal more taxes. You're right there, Bubba. I mean, I love your name too, by the way. But it's crazy. I don't think it makes any sense. I also don't think we're going to stop it. I think it's going to happen. So start getting ahead, small business owners, talking to myself too. Start getting ahead and figuring out how this works. What's your plan? How do you adapt and overcome with this? it's gonna result in bad things. They just can't see it, and it's sad. It's like them talking to us. Oh, we represent the American people. What do the American people say? I don't know. I have no idea. We don't know them. We just represent them. We'll shove down whatever we want to shove down. Same thing here. We're gonna help you by doing this. No, you're gonna hurt them. Some people are gonna feel the temporary lift, and then in the end, everyone's gonna lose. The dumbest thing ever. Dumbest thing ever. All right, let's jump into some comments here to wrap up the week. By the way, you can tell me what you think about this. Thinking about doing some periodic kind of happy hour type of things, ask me anything type of things where we just chat. Won't be me bringing in a bunch of points. It'll be us. I'll definitely have a cocktail. You can have one, not have one. It's up to you. And we'll just kind of talk through some stuff for a little bit. Keep it live. Keep it fun. People who are crazy will get booted out. But think about it. We'll have some fun. But some comments here. Susan, you said earlier, yes, these are challenge coins from different groups I've worked with, different people that I've partnered with and what have you over the years. So they are. Not everyone knows what a challenge coin is. Good for you. I imagine you come from a military family, were in the military yourself or something like it. But definitely those are challenge coins. Beans and Bacon, just wanted to tell you, I love your name. It's a freaking awesome name. There's nothing more American than bacon. If you don't love bacon, you're a terrorist. Just the truth. And you said, though, with that, it's not just your name. That's awesome. I love Randy. Randy's already having a cocktail. That's aggressive, but I like it. I'm not going to judge. This is a no-judgment zone. But you mentioned sarcastically, of course, how Antifa was just an idea. You know, how is this possible? It's so funny that Joe said that. So funny that Jerry Nadler said it's just a myth. The violence is just a myth. When people are going to wake up, there's a lot of people who are awake on that, but when people are going to wake up, women, I love it. When people are going to wake up and see that, are they organized? Do they have a headquarters, this, that, and the other? No. Or maybe they do that we don't know about, but probably not. Their headquarters is in some mom's basement somewhere, but they're real. It's not just an idea. They're funded. They're backed. And they're awful. They're awful for this country. They're awful for this country. Lisa, that's a damn good question that I have. I almost brought it up there. What happens when a waitress gets $15 an hour, and then does she keep tips, not keep tips? I've heard some things, and maybe someone else knows the answer to this. I don't have the answer, but I've heard some things that it'll be a different rule for wait staff. I don't know if that's true, because they do get the other. If you get $15 plus tips, then that's a pretty good gig to get into. I would encourage everyone, for as long as restaurants could stay open paying people this, to get in there and wait tables, because $15 plus tips, if that's the way it works out, ends up being a pretty good day. All right. Someone said I was putting people's lives in danger by having this show. That's the dumbest thing ever. You've clearly never listened to it. You clearly know nothing about me, which you don't, because you're here trolling. But if you listen and you know who I am, what I've done, A, I've protected lives, kept them out of danger for stupid people like you, but also say all the time, don't go do this stuff. Don't be violent. Don't even attend protests. I hate protests. I think they're dumb. A lot of people here think they're great. It's certainly your right, but never push for that. Never incite things. Never say anything like that. So that's got a lot of that after the 6th too, which is so funny. Not funny what happened, but funny that people like you just don't understand anything. Russ Smith, you brought up that impeachment was based on lies. Yeah, it was. Look, this thing, both of them were based on lies. Again, people can say, I do not like President Trump. Democrats, Republicans, and DC both can say, we need him out of here. He's changing how things work. He's breaking our system that we've had established for so long. Let's do anything and everything we can to get him out. All this stuff. But the Ukraine call, totally bogus. The speech and saying it was inciting violence the other day, totally bogus. Maybe he has done something over his 4 years that would fall in the category of impeachable. I don't know. It certainly hasn't been discussed. Nothing's been brought forth that is so far. But all of that stuff, absolute garbage. The discussion that they've had on this, which they really didn't. They just said, "Ooh, let's use this and push it through." Now only to see all this stuff coming out on the back end is very predictable, also very, very, very disappointing. Appreciate it, Allison. Yeah. So that's kind of where we're at. Let me know what you guys think about the other. We'll figure it out in the days ahead here. But that's the show. That's the show for the day. That's the show for the week. We appreciate you joining in. Lots of great commenting. Some trolls here too who I still don't understand why you come watch content that you disagree with. But we welcome you. We hope you have a great day, no matter who you are. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.